6:15, time for Arizona Close-Ups, presented by Hanny's Adams at First Street. Arizona Close-Ups, featuring Meredith Howard Harless, brings you intimate glimpses of personalities in the news. Meredith has taken us from Hollywood to Washington, D.C., with her interviews with such celebrities as Mickey Rooney, Kirk Douglas, Brian Ahern, Senator William Benton, and other famous individuals. Today, she takes you to the sports world for an interview with the New York Yankees, none other than Joe DiMaggio himself and manager Casey Stengel. Joe DiMaggio is one of the game's only $100,000-a-year men, three times the American League's most valuable player. He tops all active players in home runs with 352, and he has paced the Bronx Bombers to 9 pennants and 8 World Series crowns in his 12 seasons at the Yankee Stadium. Here we are at the Phoenix Municipal Stadium with Arizona Close-Ups and Meredith Harless.
This is Meredith Howard Harless broadcasting to you. We're right in the dugout here with the New York Yankees, and as you well know, they were the world champions in 1950. We're particularly delighted today to have with us the very great Joe DiMaggio and Charles D. Casey Stengel, the manager. Under his guidance in 49, 50, and 51, they've won 2 pennants and 2 World Series. Perhaps, Casey, you'll just say hello to our radio audience and tell us a word or two about the team and how much you're enjoying this training season here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I'm delighted to say hello. I'll have to say about the New York Yankee Ball Club that we have an outstanding ball club again for 1951. We have an outstanding catching staff. We have Yogi Berra, who is possibly the best catcher that's in the league. We have a double play combination at short and second. We have DiMaggio in center field, that is the outstanding player in the last 15 years. We have some outstanding pitchers, which is Vic Grassi is our leader, and we have Reynolds and Lopat. We have some other young men that are coming forward. We think we're going to be a great ball club again this summer, and we're not worrying too much about the weather. It's been rather cold, but we'll be all right before the season is over.
Well, we've heard so often that the coach job is considered the best job in baseball. What would you say about that now, and who are your coaches?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say the coaching is very important. We have an outstanding coach that's named Turner. He handles the pitchers. He does a remarkable work. He spends most of his time just handling the pitchers. And then we have Mr. Dickey, who is also a great coach in regarding to catching. The catching has improved under his direction. And then we have Mr. Hendricks that's in the outfield. He's been an outstanding ball player as far as the outfield was concerned. He's doing great work working some of the young outfielders. As far as spring training is concerned, I would say we're very well suited as regards our coaches. I don't think we need any more. They've all done very good work.
I see Joe DiMaggio coming over here, and you've just said that he was the greatest baseball player in the last 15 years. Perhaps, Joe, you'll just say hello to our audience, and I'd like to remind them, too, that you were the batting champion in 39, 41, and 47, and then, of course, in 37 and 48, you were the home run hitter champion, were you not?
Well, in 39 and 41, I did lead the league in batting. However, I don't believe in 1947. I would have liked two out of that year, too.
Oh, I see. Well, now, Joe, we are so proud to have you here in Phoenix, Arizona, but what do you call home?
I call San Francisco home, although I spent a great deal of time in New York, which I consider my second home. I mean, people there have been very nice to me. Of course, I make my living there. Most of my friends are there because I've spent so much time there. I would say I spent anywhere from 7 to 8 or 9 months out of the year right there in New York. However, I have my closest friends right home in San Francisco.
And your parents and your family are there. And now, where is little Joe, whom we've heard so much about?
Well, he is now going to, he's attending a Black Fox Military Institute, and that is in Hollywood, California. It's a very fine school, and I'm happy that he's going there because he really enjoys his classes in the military end of his life.
And does he play baseball?
Well, he has played a little baseball. He's played basketball. He just completed that, and he is now out for baseball, which they've played about 3 weeks. And I was particularly interested, and I used to go out to watch him work out. And the coach one day asked me if I wouldn't give the boys a few pointers, which I considered quite a privilege to talk to all those boys. They're a grand bunch of fellas, and I think the school is doing a great job for those boys.
Now, how long have you been with the New York Yankees?
Well, this is going into my 16th year. My 13th active, I put 3 years in the service.
3 years in the service. And how would you say you got into this great field, this great sports field?
Well, my gosh, that's quite a long story. Sort of a coincidence. In a way, my brother Vince, who started before me, was playing with the San Francisco Seals, and I was around watching him play without any passes or didn't have the money to get into the game. And without his knowledge, I used to be around the right field bleachers, and we used to have, and I'm not kidding, an old knothole there, which we used to peek through. And if you'll see my left eye, that's where I got my bloodshot eye, and it hasn't healed ever since.
Well, doesn't look too bloodshot.
Especially when I step about 11, 12 o'clock.
Well, now, that's another thing. You boys really lead a very wholesome life, don't you? You have to keep early hours, and it's rare you do stay up late, isn't it?
Well, that's true. I never get to bed too late. I mean, we have rules. I think that the boys get in before 12 o'clock. That's a standard rule for all ball players, and us told otherwise. A fella has to stay out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because of something that might come up. He has to get permission, or he should get permission from the manager. And Casey Stengel, naturally, would listen to reason, and 9 out of 10 times would give that permission.
Would you say that the training season is the hardest part of baseball?
Well, it
for
is,
the boys?
Especially after playing for 9 or 10 years. It gets to be quite a grind. It gets tougher all the time. In other words, the bones don't react to, or the muscles don't react, you know, to right away. They have to take a little more time. You take about I would say you'd have to go at least 2 or 3 more weeks before they really loosen up. And as a matter of fact, you don't start off right away like you used to, maybe when you played your first or second year. In other words, you got to really go and take your time.
You've mentioned time. Aren't you the great veteran on this team now?
Almost. I have one other fellow here, Johnny Myers, I believe, that's got a couple of years on me in age. I think we play something like about the same amount of time.
Well, is there an age limit to baseball players? You start very early in life.
No, there's no age limit. It all depends on the player themselves. If they're good enough to cut the buck, why, they are set to play. As far as how old you have to be to play ball, you can go on until you feel yourself that you can't go on any longer.
Well, we know you'll be going on for many, many years to come. And tell me this, do you have an opportunity to play much golf or outside sports activities?
No, Miss Harless, I've only started to play golf just 2 winters ago, and I haven't played very much. I think the first time I started, I played something like about 25 rounds, and this past year, something like about 20 rounds. But I've had a pretty bad knee, and that has kept me away from the golf course. Although I enjoy the game very much, and maybe someday when I get to playing baseball, I expect to put all my time in golf and hope that my knee is all right so I can take advantage of the game.
Now, you mentioned all your time. Don't you have other outside interests? It seems I've heard of a restaurant connected with the famous name of Joe DiMaggio.
I did have it one time until about 4 years ago, and I sold my interest out to my two brothers. One is Tom, who runs the place, the oldest boy in the family, and the other is Dominic, who is with the Boston Red Sox, and they're pretty active around there. And speaking about that restaurant over there in San Francisco, we had all the boys down there, the New York Yankee team, and they certainly had a wonderful time. For the first time, they had tasted cracked crab like we have in San Francisco, and that was quite a delicacy for them. They haven't quit talking about it yet. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have old Brother Tom send me about 2 dozen crabs right now. They're that good.
Now, I hope he's listening in, and I certainly hope he will. And maybe if Brother Tom doesn't, someone else will send those crabs.
Well, I hope so. That'd be very nice.
When you leave here, where will we be going?
I think we are going to Tucson. We'll be here for another 5 days. We go to Tucson, El Paso, Houston, and we're our way up to the east. We wind up at Pittsburgh and 3 games in Brooklyn, and then the regular season starts, which we open up in Washington a day before the rest of the league.
In Washington, D.C.?
That's right.
Now, what date do you open there?
I think it's the 16th or 17th. We open one day before the rest of the league opens up, but the next day, the official opening of all the teams.
Well, I certainly look forward to seeing you in Washington. That happens to be my home, too,
wonderful.
Joe, as well as Arizona.
Wow.
We know you enjoy Phoenix, Arizona. Is this the first time you've been here?
No, I've passed through here many, many times. After all, it's only about 600, 700, 800 miles away from San Francisco. I've spent a couple of days here, but I haven't really When I say it's been a couple of days, that's on the way east. I stopped here just on the way traveling. And I enjoyed Arizona. I always have. I like the heat here. It's a dry heat. And I certainly enjoyed a lot more than that humidity we have in other places. I won't mention the name.
Speaking of other places now, this is the first time you've traded, so to speak, with the Giants, isn't it? They're in St. Petersburg and you're here. Do you think you'll trade again another year?
I think so. As I remember correctly, the Yankees have a 10-year pact. They signed with Al Lang at St. Petersburg, where the Yankees have to train 7 out of the 10 years right there in St. Petersburg. However, 3 of those years, they can't train anywhere, and I think this is one of the years. Now, whether they'll train here next year, I don't know for sure. That's something that'll have to be determined by the Yankees in about, I guess when spring meetings start again next year.
When you travel, do you go by train or plane?
Generally by train.
And do you mean you sleep in Pullmans all the time? And how do you find that, incidentally?
Well, that's a rough
You're a pretty
job.
Big fellow to be.
Well, yes. I mean, I could use a couple more inches in some of those Pullmans. But I think we spend only 2 nights in a hotel this year. The rest of the time we spend right there in those sleepers, which is a little difficult. But after all, we got to get used to it because the season will find us on those planes most of the time. So it's a good thing to get used to.
You know, I know Beans Reardon and Uncle Charlie Moran and some of the old-time umpires, and I've often wondered how you fellows felt about the umpires, how you really feel man-to-man when you get the game over with.
Well, that's true. We see quite a few of the umpires during the winter, and we get out in banquet circuits with them, and we kind of compare old-time notes of what happened during the season. They're a bunch of human beings just like anyone else. They certainly are a grand bunch of fellas. And they play no partial or no real favorites. They call the plays as they see them, and we take that for granted. In other words, we know that they're doing their best job. And believe me, I have to admire them for the things that they have to go through. Naturally, the booze, they can't satisfy everybody. In the hometown, when a decision is against them, they have to take all those booze. And believe me, I can't see how they take it, but they certainly do a grand job.
Well, now, before you leave us, Joe DiMaggio, and may I tell you what a real thrill it is for me to have you on this program. I've been one of your fans for just about 15 years, when I used to go to the Yankee Stadium in New York when Rupert had the team, you know.
Yes,
had the
sure.
pleasure of sitting in the Rupert box, as a matter of fact, at that time. And, of course, now Del Webb, our local Phoenix, Arizona man, is your owner, along with Dan Topping, isn't that right?
That's correct. And they're 2 fine fellows, too, believe me.
And I hear them also, they own the professional football team in New York, don't they?
Well, they did until this past year. I think they sold it to Mr. Collins, Ted Collins.
Oh, I see, Ted Collins. Now, before you leave us, what would your advice be to young men, to the boys who are really anxious to get into this great sports field?
Well, I guess I should really give a pretty accurate, I don't know, description of that, as I might say, but...
Perhaps with Joe Jr. in mind.
Why, there's one thing that I've always preached to the young boy, and that's to practice, to continually practice every day. You can't do enough practicing. As a matter of fact, even your major league ball players that are accomplished will be out there trying to correct balls that they have. Now, for instance, like this morning, I was out at 10 o'clock this morning trying to get some extra batting practice because I haven't been hitting the ball in the last 3 weeks or as long as we've started the spring training. So I have a hitch in my swing, and I'm trying to correct that. So I would say that practice is very, very good for a young boy. He should eat his regular meals, and above all, of course, he should get his 10 hours sleep, I believe, when they're still in the process of growing to be a man. I know that athletes require every bit of 8 or 9 hours sleep.
Well, thank you very much, Joe DiMaggio, for being our guest today, and we certainly agree with Casey Stengel that you are the greatest baseball player, not only in the last 15 years, but perhaps in our history.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Hallis, and I hope to see you again.
Thank you very much.
You've just heard Arizona Close-Ups with Meredith Howard Harless, presented by Hannay's Adams at First Street. Hannay's, where you find quality merchandise at the right price, and for the convenience of our winter guests, Hannay's at 24th and Camelback. Today, Meredith's guests were the great baseball player Joe DiMaggio and manager of the New York Yankees, Casey Stengel. Join us next week at this same time, where Meredith will bring us a timely, transcribed interview with several members of the U.S. Congress. Arizona's own Congressman Harold Patton, Congressman Walter Baring of Nevada, and Congressman Wesley DeWitt. This is Bob Pollard inviting you to tune in at 6:15 next Sunday for Arizona Close-Ups, presented by Hannay's.